for me. And since Judaism is based upon the fundamental principle of a personal God, so that fits in very well. But the Rambam's idea, the Rambam's great idea of freedom of choice, of free will, philosophically is the Jewish position. Well, we have many times that the philosophic position and the realistic, practical position of Jews don't always coincide. But we have long ago learned how to live with conflicting theories and the difference between the ideal and the realities of life. This book, The Mora Nevuchim, again, gained wide popularity, but The Mora Nevuchim gained wide controversy. In the generation, as long as the Rambam was alive, even though his critics were vocal, they were not vicious. After his death, they turned vicious. The Mora Nevuchim was burned at the stake by Jews and by non-Jews. And there were Jews in France who informed against the book to the Catholic Church, saying that the book made slights against Christianity. And therefore the church burned the book. But those Jews unfortunately did not realize that the church was not going to be sophisticated enough. When the church learned that you could burn the books of the Rambam, so then they went ahead and they burned other books as well, including the Talmud. Every copy of the Talmud in France was burned by Louis the Ninth, for which he was canonized and became Saint Louis. But the cardinals have not worn the pennant yet. The controversy regarding Mora Nevuchim remained until our time among certain areas of the Jewish people till today. There is a resistance to reading the book or even having the book in the house because of the problems with it that I mentioned. The Rambam in his old age, and he was not old in our terms of old, he was barely 70 when he died, 69 and a half, but in his old age when he was already weak, the Rambam said that he could no longer defend himself. He said that if he could, he would have written the book not in Arabic, he would have written it in Hebrew. It was translated by the Ibn Tibbon family. It's been translated many times since. There's an English translation of it, which is absolutely horrendous. That if you really don't want to understand it, this will do it. because a great scholar translated it, but he was a German, so he translated it from the German. Mark Twain has a famous story that he and his friend went to a German lecture. And after a half hour, his friend got up to leave, and Twain said to him, "Aren't you going to wait for the verb?" So that problem exists, that it's not written as clearly. In the original, it's not written as clearly. But time caught up to him. He had no time to review it, no time to write it again, no time really to rethink whether it should have been written. The Rambam died in Cairo in 1204. Now there are great legends as to the death and burial of the Rambam. We honor the Rambam's burial place as being in the city of Tiberias, in one of the four holy cities. And the legend that ascribes his being buried in Tiberias is that he wanted to be buried in Tveria, in Tiberias, because according to Jewish tradition, that was the last place where the great Sanhedrin met, and that when the Messianic era returns and the Sanhedrin is reconstituted, it will meet again in Tiberias, and since he was the bulwark of Jewish law,